Chloe Giroux, A Journey Beyond Expectations. Imagine being in a place where nature is your playground, where every mountain, trail, and body of water beckons you to come alive. For Chloe Giroux, that was life wild, vibrant, and unstoppable. A young Canadian from Calgary, Alberta, Chloe had always been someone who lived life on the move. Raised in the shadow of the Rockies, she had a natural affinity for the outdoors. From downhill skiing to mountain biking, she embraced the thrill of adventure with open arms. And then, in an instant, her world shifted. In August 2022, Chloe was on a camping trip with friends when a dirt bike ride ended in a crash, leaving her paralyzed from the chest down, a spinal cord injury, the kind that flips everything upside down. But Chloe didn't let that moment define her. What defines her is what came next: the incredible determination to reshape her world, to move forward, to keep moving. "I was always an outdoorsy person," Chloe reflects, speaking with the kind of energy that seems to bubble up from a wellspring of confidence. "I couldn't imagine giving that up. I knew right after the accident that I'd have to find a way to keep doing the things I love. It was just a matter of figuring out how. A mindset of possibility." 2 weeks after leaving the hospital, Chloe did something remarkable. She got back into sports, adaptive sports. Many would be hesitant, taking time to process the trauma, but Chloe chose to dive in head first, just like she had in everything before her accident. Downhill skiing was her first choice, an unexpected one for most people, but Chloe was never most people. "It was tough," she admits, laughing. "Definitely one of the hardest sports I've tried. But the way I see it, if an able-bodied person can do it, there's always a way for me to do it, too. I just need to problem solve and adapt." Adaptive mountain biking and water skiing quickly followed, along with other sports like kayaking and sledge hockey. Now, Chloe is not just a participant, she's a fierce competitor on Team Canada's water skiing team. In her words, "When I'm on the water, that's when I feel most like myself. It's where I'm happiest. A community of connection." Adaptive sports not only brought Chloe back to the activities she loved but also introduced her to a community that's as supportive as it is fearless. "I've never been part of a community that's so loving and inclusive," she says. "If you express interest in doing something, there's always someone ready to help you figure it out. There's no naysaying, only let's make it happen." It's this spirit of camaraderie that has helped Chloe not only adapt but thrive. As a coach herself now with Rocky Mountain Adaptive, she's able to give others the same sense of achievement she experienced when she first got back on the mountain or the water. "Seeing someone else have their best day because you helped them, there's nothing better. That's what fills me up," she says, her voice filled with pride. Navigating the world, one adventure at a time. Chloe's passion for adventure didn't stop with her injury. In fact, it seems to have only expanded. She speaks of her recent travels with the same excitement that she brings to her sports. Whether it's exploring British Columbia's rugged landscapes or heading south to Palm Springs, Chloe is all about pushing the boundaries. Traveling post-accident, however, comes with its own set of challenges. "I've had some airport nightmares," she shares, recounting the time an aisle chair necessary for boarding the plane simply didn't show up, leaving her stranded at the gate while others boarded. Everyone was staring, and it was just awkward. But it taught me to advocate for myself. Now, I make sure to be clear about what I need. One place that gets a glowing review from Chloe: the Calgary airport. "Double thumbs up," she says with a grin. "The bathrooms are spacious, with roll-under sinks, and the security staff were really respectful during the pat-down. They made a big difference." Her travels also include stays in accessible accommodations. Chloe fondly recalls The True by Hilton in Louisiana. It was amazing, she says. Spacious, accessible, and the bathroom was perfect, great roll-in shower, plenty of space. Then there's the Marriott Desert Springs Villas where she stayed, which was equally accommodating. Double thumbs up for that place, she beams. For Chloe, these experiences emphasize the importance of being a self-advocate. When you're traveling as a wheelchair user, you have to be very specific about what you need. You can't be shy. If something's wrong, speak up. It makes all the difference. For Chloe, the world is still a wide-open book of destinations waiting to be explored. Top of her list: a semester abroad in Australia and a dream trip to Europe. I've been told Europe's not super accessible, she says, but I'm sure I can make it work. I just have to approach it like I do with everything else. Pushing through the unknown. Chloe's advice for others who may be hesitant to jump back into sports or explore new adventures is simple but powerful. The unknown is scary, but that's okay. Don't let fear stop you. When I first tried water skiing, I had no idea where it would take me. A year later, I'm on Team Canada. You just never know what's waiting for you if you take that leap. It's a message that resonates beyond the world of adaptive sports. Whether you're facing a challenge with physical limitations or dealing with any kind of personal roadblock, Chloe's approach to keep pushing, keep adapting, and keep believing in possibility is one we can all learn from. The beauty of self-discovery. It's clear that Chloe's journey has led her to a deep understanding of herself, one that goes beyond physical ability. I lost a bit of myself after the accident, she says candidly, but getting back into sports, getting back outdoors, it reignited something in me. I feel like me again. There's a beautiful irony in Chloe's story. This world often tries to define people by what they can or cannot do, but she has defined herself by what she chooses to be: determined, adventurous, and, most of all, hopeful. Through her zest for life and her commitment to both herself and others, Chloe Giroux is a reminder that sometimes the greatest adventures happen when we step into the unknown. So, what's next for Chloe? More travel, more sports, more life. There's so much out there to see, to do, to experience. I'm not done yet, she says with a smile. And if her story is any indication, she's only just begun.